The scripture reading this morning shall be coming from Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. I will be reading from the New King James Version. "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God."
What a blessing it is to be here on this morning as we are here worshiping God in spirit and in truth. This month we have been talking about getting involved and how we ought to be involved with one another, be involved in ministry, making sure that we are doing what God will have us to do together. This morning I want us to talk about transparency. Have we lost it? We live in a time where people are all right with living in the dark, living in ambiguity, that which is not clear, your truth, my truth. However, when we consider the people of God should have a desire to always come to the light, to walk in the light, to be the light. It's interesting that Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world." And so we ought to be lights as well. And when we consider being transparent, the idea of being able to be seen through, but there's more to it than just that. Working together, God wants us to be a people that are being honest with one another, honest with self, honest with God. And when we consider that, friends, we think about truth and how those who really desire to the truth, they go to the truth in order for their lives to be the better. Does not mean that we don't fall from time to time. Does not mean that we don't sin from time to time. But we go to the Word of God so we can have those deeds exposed, John 3:19. Have we lost transparency? Have we lost it? Are we okay with not telling one another the truth? We live in a world today where they don't mind doing that unless they just totally get upset with you and then they're going to tell you what's on their mind. Brethren, God doesn't want that from His people. As a matter of fact, God wants us to live in transparency. He wants us to be a people who are not caught up in misinformation, disinformation. In other words, lies. God doesn't want us to be caught up in that. When we are involved with one another, the work of the church, it requires us being honest with each other. It requires us being transparent, open. And when we do that, God is glorified. When we do that, the church is edified. And when we do that, the world is notified that there are people on the face of the earth that truly believe in righteousness, believe in holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Reminded of a decoy, and remember in John 1 verse 47, it was Jesus who saw Nicodemus, and when he saw him, he said, "An Israelite in whom there is no guile, no deceit." You look that word up, deceit, the idea is that which is of a decoy. One thing you don't want is to be a decoy, nor do you want to follow a decoy. You want to follow the truth. When I consider that and been thinking about this for a few weeks, a decoy is a person or a thing that lures or entices away from an intended course, a trap. Also, it is from the practice of tame ducks, using tame ducks in order to attract wild ducks into a channel, into a captivity, or into a trap. And we never want to be that as the people of God. We don't want to be traps. We don't want to be lures. If anything, we want to be lights. If anything, we want to be people who are examples. And so when I considered Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, and we consider verse number 10, Paul's prayer to the Lord was for the people of God to be able to use judgment, to be able to use discernment, to be a people who would grow in their knowledge, if you will. And if we're going to be a people who God can use, we must grow in our knowledge, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3 and verse number 18. But still, notice verse number 10. Notice verse number 10. It says, "In order that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be," now look at that word, "sincere." Literally, to be found pure, to be examined by the sunlight. when one has been examined by the sunlight actually exposes the deeds, exposes that which is not right. I venture to say, as Paul is talking to the church at Philippi, he loved these brethren, and they loved him. He would use them often as object lessons for different congregations. And the reason why is because of their transparency. The reason why is because of their great honesty that they had with God and their great support that they demonstrated to him as an apostle. We, as the people of God, must have the desire to grow and to grow in a way where God's word is actually shining the light upon our lives, thus making us transparent. When I consider the psalmist in Psalm 139, verses 22 and following, he actually invited God into his life that he may be able to expose that which is not right. How many people want to be transparent with God? How many people really want God to be invited, spiritually speaking, into their hearts, into their minds, into their lives? Not too many. Thus, many live in the dark. Candace Owens said one time on one of her podcasts, and it's interesting the things that she had to say. She said, you can't receive help in the dark. You can't hide and think that you're going to be helped. Transparency actually puts us in a position where we run to God for help in order to get rid of sin, to get rid of missteps, to get rid of the mistakes. Here, Paul tells the brethren here that you are excellent. That are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense, meaning blameless, to the day of Christ. When we consider the idea of blameless, that does not mean sinless. It means that when one commits a sin, they get it right. They make it right. Brethren, the problem with sin is remaining in sin, not learning from sin. And so when one is blameless, that means that one is actually making things right with God and also with the individual if necessary. God wants us to be a blameless people. Transparency, have we lost that? Have we gotten to a point in our world, and I believe that we have, that we're all right with doing wrong and just kind of leaving it, sweeping it under the rug? No, we can't do that. As the people of God, God wants us to be a people that even when we make mistakes, even when we make blunders, even when we make sidesteps, James 2 and verse number 10, James 3 and verse number 2, Ephesians 1 and verse number 7, God says, I want to forgive those things. Well, it's not a big sin, Brother Ryan. What's the big deal? Well, it is a big deal to God. It's a big deal to God because God says, I want to help you fix that. I want you to be transparent with me. I want you to be like my son, Jesus, the Christ. And so the more that I've been pondering this, and I told myself, wherever I go from this point forward, I will preach this. Why? Because there are too many who believe they can hide in the dark. Sometimes even your preacher. Your preacher better come out of the dark and be in the light. If your preacher needs to come out of the dark, you need to come out right. Amen. Brother Mike, what are you saying? Every now and then, every man is drawn away by their own what? Lust and enticed. Friends, we live in a world now where people don't even mind living in their lust. And they actually flaunt it. They actually say, I don't care who knows about it. Brethren, God wants us to fix those things. Have we lost it? Why is it that we find out when ministers go off the deep end is after that he has been in sin for the last 10 years? Why is that? Because he's been hiding in the dark. He hasn't been transparent. Everyone deserves transparency in Christ. Why? Ephesians chapter 4, speak truth to one another. Don't lie. Ephesians 4, verse 28 and following. God wants us to speak truth to one another. Here we understand that Paul is telling the brethren in verse number 11, be filled with the fruits of righteousness. Being filled to the full with the fruits of righteousness. Righteousness actually develops fruit in our lives. There are great results to righteousness. What is it? It's transparency. brethren, do not hide in the dark. When you consider some of the definitions, point number two, what is it? That which allows rays of light to pass through, that objects can distinctly be seen through it. To be tested as genuine from the strong. Thayer says to be cleansed by rapid movement or rolling to and fro. Sounds like a washing machine. You know, back when I was a kid, they had those washing machines that you had the agitator in the middle. Y'all remember those agitators in the middle? And that thing, sit there and it's just shaking. Why is it doing that? Because it has to use the agent that's within the water called detergent to shake those clothes to get the impurities out of it. Why? Because at times there is an agitation that needs to take place in order for transparency to exist. Hebrews 10, verse 24. Yeah, provoking. You know that word provoking literally means to agitate one another. In the positive sense, in the spiritual sense, in the sense in which one benefits, agitate. We don't want people agitating us. We don't want people agitating us. Your best friend should agitate you in Christ. Why? Because I want you to be good. I want you to be the best that you can be. I want you to be H-O-L. Why? Parents, agitate your children. Don't allow them to remain in the dark. Teach your children to be transparent. Don't allow your children to lock themselves up in their rooms. Tell them to come outside. Talk with your children. See what's going on in their minds. See what's going on in their lives. Check their phones. We used to tell our children all the time, your phone don't belong to you. Let me see it. Brethren, we don't even promote transparency anymore. Brethren, let's promote it. Have we lost that? When we consider Thayer's again, to cleanse by rapid movement or rolling to and fro, to be single-minded, to be mentally honest. Why transparency? Because God operates in the light. And we should too. We should operate in the light because God himself is light. God himself is truth. He wants his people to be a people of truth. He wants his people, look at 2 Corinthians 11 and verse number 3. He wants his people to be mentally honest. In 2 Corinthians 11 and verse number 3, notice, Paul tells the brethren here at Corinth, but I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity, the single-mindedness, the transparency that is in Christ Jesus. Brethren, God wants us to be transparent with one another, transparent with our spouses, transparent with our children, transparent with our brethren, transparent with our God. He wants us to be transparent. If not, why not? Transparent. Brother Ryan, I appreciate the visual up there because that's the way it ought to be. Could it be that I can't even be transparent with God because I have too many things in the way? When was the last time you confessed sin? When was the last time you told a brother or sister in Christ, I'm sorry? When was the last time you told your spouse that? Last time you just said, you know what? I've sinned. I was talking to a brother in Christ the other day, and he said, there's a brother, and he's always using I goofed up. The Bible don't use the word goof. We do. Brother Royce, we do. No, I've sinned. Well, Brother Mike, it's just a little sin, Ephesians 1:7. Well, God wants to forgive even those little bitty things. Why? What is God doing? He's perfecting holiness within us, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1, brethren. The more that I think about this, the more I'm so thankful for the word of God, James 1:21 and following. The perfect law of liberty. And why is it so perfect? Because it's whole, it's complete. And what does it do? It makes me whole, it makes me complete. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17. That's so important. And the brethren here, just as Eve was being deceived, and the idea of being deceived, no part of her soul, her mind, her will was untouched by the devil. And God says, through Paul, the church at Corinth was the same way. You have been deceived and you've been moved from the simplicity that's in Christ Jesus. The single-mindedness that's in Christ Jesus. He's not talking about the easy things that's in Christ Jesus. You look up that word, the mental honesty that's in Christ Jesus. This is why we, brethren, ought to be able to have honest dialogue with one another. Honest conversations. Well, I didn't want to say nothing because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Sometimes feelings must be hurt in order to be helped. Sometimes feelings must be hurt in order for we to be the people that God has called us to be. I would rather be hurt on this time side than to stand before Jesus and be hurt by hearing, "Depart from me, I never knew you. You work of iniquity." Brethren, what a blessing it is for God to demonstrate and tell us truth through his son, through the apostles, through the word of God. What a blessing we have to have God's word. Brother Tobias last week was talking about moving from membership to ministry. And how we as the people of God need to talk with one another. Encourage one another. Build up one another in the most holy faith. Brethren, that requires transparency. Requires us being open and honest. Guess who doesn't want us to be transparent? Guess who doesn't want us to be open? Guess who doesn't want us to have mental honesty? It's the devil. And I cannot stand him. Especially when I began doing business with him. Can't stand him. Brethren, are we mentally honest? Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Watch this. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why did you say that, Paul? Because the world has a way of infiltrating our minds, infiltrating the church, causing us to take this mindset and bring it with us. See, in the world, this is what they do when they get upset with you. They just say bad things to you online. They don't have enough gumption to tell you to your face. Back in my day, before I obeyed the gospel, we called them studio gangsters. Studio gangsters. Talk mad trash behind the mic. Mad trash behind the screen. But won't say nothing to your face. And we used to say, "You take your studio gangster self and get out my face. But if you don't have enough gumption to tell me, you need to shut your mouth." That's what we used to tell them. Brethren, the church of Christ, members of the body of Christ, should not be like that. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Transparency. You want to continue to draw people? Be transparent with them with the gospel. Be transparent with your life. Be transparent with truth. Sometimes you have to tell people. You living with that woman who's not your wife is sin. We have to tell people you don't have a choice when it comes to being male or female. Sometimes we have to tell people that. We need to be telling people, you don't have a choice to treat people with the utmost respect, regardless of what you think of them. But to tell people that. If we need to tell people like that in the world, we ought to tell one another that as well. Transparency. One thing I love about Jesus and how when the disciples told Jesus, he said, "Should we be like Elijah and rain down fire from heaven?" He looked at them. He said, "You know not what spirit you are of. But the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." Brethren, we're in the business of saving souls. You can't save a soul if you're telling someone who's in denominationalism you're all right with God. You can't do that. Why? Because God operates in truth. God operates in transparency. Have we lost it? Have we lost that? I believe the world, we've lost that. Why? Because they have lying, swaying under the wicked one. Why? Because they're ungodly men. Why? Because their father is of the devil. Why? Because they're blinded. God doesn't want us like that. Question. If we spend a good amount of time with one another, shouldn't we tell one another the truth? Shouldn't we be a people who are telling each other the truth? Brother Mike, you feeling okay? It's only 11:29. You're already down here. I'll be honest with you. I think I got my point across. I think I did. And I'm going to do you a favor. I'm about to give you the invitation. You believe that? Nope. Kayla said no. I am. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because God wants us to be open and honest with one another. And we owe it to one another. And we deal with what is said. And we say, thank you for loving me enough to be open and honest with me. Well, let me be open and honest with you if you're not a child of God. Here's the God honest truth. God is going to send forth his son one day to pick up the church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. And he's going to pick up the kingdom. He's going to deliver that kingdom that he is coming back to pick up, according to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 23 to verse number 28. And he's going to deliver it back to the Father. Question, are you going to go up in where God is? But in order for you to go up, you have to first get in. Bible demonstrates to us in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse number 13, for by one spirit you're all baptized into one body. I don't believe that baptism is essential for salvation. That's a crime. That's a shame. That hurts. Because God sent forth his son to make him Lord and Christ. The Lord, the Christ, demanded and commanded baptism for the remission of sins. He couldn't be no more honest than that. He could have easily said baptism is not necessary, but he didn't. He said it was. And he said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But I don't believe that. Okay, but then you won't be saved. That's the God honest truth. Well, Brother Mike, if I'm not saved, then where am I going to go? Not where God is. And brethren, anyone who obeys the gospel must remain faithful even unto the point of death, Revelation 2:10. Brethren, we got to tell one another this. And so you have to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, except you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins, John 8:23 and 24. But then you must repent of your sins. Jesus said in Luke 13:3 and 5, I tell you nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Jesus, why are you saying these things? Because I received the word from my Father, John 12:48 and 49. Brethren, Jesus is the one that was so transparent with mankind. He told him what he needed to do in order to be saved, which demonstrates to me that if I want to follow the Lord, I got to do it according to his terms. But Brother Mike, a lot of preachers out here, they're talking about just believe on Jesus in your heart and you'll be saved. They're lying to you. I can't be no more transparent than that, Evelyn Bonner. They're just straight up lying. But you know what some of the preachers in church say? Well, I can't say that they're not going to be saved. I can because God said it. God is the one that's doing the saving. But brethren, what about those of us who are members of the Lord's church? Be thou faithful. It didn't say be churchy. Faithful. And so the faithfulness is that I'm trustworthy. And so in my trustworthiness, that requires me being transparent, open, honest, mental honesty. And so when I go to the word of God, God, you're always right. I need to conform my will to yours. Brethren, God wants us to be conformed to his will. I don't have a choice on what I'm wanting to do. Why? Because God already made the choice for me. I just need to make the same choice he made. But for some reason, we're okay with not being transparent. Well, I just want to walk in a little wisdom. There's only two, from above and from below. Maybe you're a child of God and you haven't been transparent. You haven't been honest. You haven't been honest with your wife. You haven't been honest with your husband. You haven't been honest with your children. You haven't been honest with the church. You haven't been honest. Man, we got to be honest. And when we are honest, you let the chips fall where they may. Hopefully they fall the right way. Why? Because we're brethren. We're family. and we love one another, and we want to do what is right. So, situate yourself around people that's going to be honest with you. And if a person can't be honest with you, then you need to keep them at a distance, because you need people that's going to be honest with you. If I don't attend services like I need to, if I'm not treating my spouse correctly, if I'm not speaking the right things, if I'm not being encouraging, if I'm not walking in the light, I need someone that's going to say, you can do better. And then I humble myself to be better. As we stand, as we sing the Savior's invitation.